I mean, an interesting one is that a woman says that she's a Mila when she's really not.
That sounds interesting.
I mean, hopefully it doesn't happen to you.
Do we do?
Although it has happened. There's no question if it's happened.
You've done the show?
Yes. I know one guy, literally, guy tells me, his wife wakes up in the middle of the night, so she says she's a Mila, and then in the morning she says she has no recollection, it was a dream.
Oh, so that's
he wants to know what the deal is.
What kind of woman dreams?
That's a keeper.
Maybe she was in a fight or something, I don't know, Chas v'Shalom. No, I think that's a no-brainer. But then one lady, when she came up in the mikvah, so she has to say she went to the mikvah. So her husband asked her, did you go to the mikvah? So she, being a let, said no.
Wait, you told me
that
was a joke. You told me that when you learned
this about
you.
This happened last
time.
That's these halachas. Anyway, it says those halachas. Okay, so Rambam says it's not negay. Okay. Huh?
Dominance of
Isaac. What is that?
Sure.
Dominance of Isaac, that's not an easy subject. He probably doesn't say too much on it.
Because
he says, probably ask.
What's the answer to Shiloh?
That's really not the
Gaya.
What's that? I'm not sure. I'll maybe we can finish dinner. You let us on the fellas.
Well, what's the call? Is it Zmanas Fila?
No, he goes into the dress and he makes a very pasha.
Looks like.
Who's the new guy?
Zmana
Fila,
that probably
everyone knows the least
of them, huh?
Adam?
Zmana Fila?
You know
each other? I am. Hey, test. I'm a test.
I think your house.
What's up with
the
sukkah? I ate baby food in your sukkah. Avi and I and David went to buy like old baby food from Walmart.
It was shocking that Avi bought
baby food. All shattered and sloppy.
Okay, here's the two Zmana Tefillah, that's all.
Which one?
Kufta design. Let's try and, okay. I don't really like bouncing around, but it's, Okay, we'll do it anyways. Ain't a Yishin Natiris Mitumasa, Ella Im Safa Shiva Nikiim Atala Kiroi Mikvah Ksheri. We all know that. So she needs Shiva Nikiim and a Mikvah Ksheri. Simple. Tila Bizman. Now, Zman is Tila. What?
Yes, it has a Tara also.
Yeah. You mean, you should have said that?
Yeah.
I hear that. Tila Bizman. Zman is Tila, who the Achish and Tina Chamisha Yom, she has to wait 5 days. If Sika Batara, then she does have Satara. There you go. And once the Shiva Nikim, then she counts Shiva Nikim. And Akhtina Tvila Bizmana love mitzvah. Tvila Bizmana is not a mitzvah. Right? Fahainu, don't think that it means not a mitzvah, that it's not a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. Don't think that, right? Vahainu Shain mitzvah litvah dafka bizman hanal. That there's no mitzvah dafka to. He told them, what's enough, Kamina?
Can she wait?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go even a step less than that. A single girl. If Tvila Bizman is a mitzvah, then single girls and almanas and divorcees should all have to go to the mitzvah anyways. Mm-hmm. Because it's a mitzvah when women have 5 days, 7 days, and there's a mitzvah. Meaning there's something in the tefillah itself that's a mitzvah to go.
One second, if we were knowing in Bizmanenu the Tara and Tumah in general, in Bizman a mitzvah, single girls go to the mikvah?
Yeah.
It was a tummy.
Right, that's what I'm saying, okay.
Unless you didn't want them to help out of the house. Well, I guess they could have held that thread over you. You know?
If they want to come back into the house, they better.
There you go. Right. No, so that's the real basic nafkamina. Right.
Think of any girl who held that thread over her father. Might shout a shit
out. What?
Might shout a shit out.
Then another nafkamina would be, is let's say the husband's not home.
So she has to go.
She has to go anyways. Because to you, this man is a mitzvah. So we pass the people as one as love mitzvah, so therefore she doesn't have to go. Now, then even going a step further is what happens if the husband is home and they're just not interested in going to the mikveh, which hopefully is never the case. But meaning a case where, I don't know, there's a family wedding or it's Friday night and there's a million guests coming over and there's nobody going
to
get
it. Want to. I mean, it's complicated.
What?
Doesn't mean she doesn't want to.
She wants to, but she can't, or it's difficult. So maybe she doesn't.
Well, you're gonna win if those mikvahs like
it's
3 miles.
Right. It's okay with that already.
And then it's freezing.
Huh? Earlier, no.
Let me grab
that. We'll get to that.
Are we?
So in that, if tefillah b'zman would be a mitzvah, then you have a much more difficult time pushing it off.
Is it? Are we doing a Shabbos for the mikvah? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So if it's not b'zman, so how?
So you can drive.
What? Doing a Shabbos for what?
Mikvah.
How are we doing a Shabbos?
He's
going. You're going to the mikvah.
Not drive.
She's going to the mikvah. Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay.
It's awesome for women to go to the mikvah. To go to how? You're not supposed to take a hot bath.
Right.
On Shabbos.
Is it heated also?
Well, they shut the heater. I mean, depending.
But the bath in general, bath alone is a problem, huh?
Well, the bath, you don't think
it's
the
dry.
The dipping itself is.
That's the problem. Right. That's the problem on Shabbos.
So, what history is this? My friend is Bismarck, no?
It's a gazelle.
Right. That question. You shouldn't come to squeeze out the
towel? No. That's a side issue.
Okay.
That's problems of it looks like you're being misakin.
So
how can
fixing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's problems with this Xavier that you're gonna turn on the hot water and do all that.
Okay.
How do people go to Mr. Chavez men?
It's sure. Depends who you, I mean, it's not so posh how we're meant to go to the mikvah on Shabbos.
So a pool would be out for the same reason?
Well, you want to go swimming now?
On Shabbos? I did. Now, let's say I don't go swimming on Shabbos, but...
A pool would be out for the mikvah?
Come up over this past Shabbos, somebody asked. We had a house in Lakewood with a pool, and somebody wanted to go in. I don't think he was being serious, but...
No, you can't.
I didn't know what the answer was. I knew it was, I just didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Good.
He doesn't
blame me.
Anyway, so we'll get to it. That's something I don't clearly understand.
Not that I want to. Yeah.
Okay, well, when we get to it, we'll discuss it.
Then it should be the not. It makes sense that it's not.
Well, the problem is that nowadays we say that it looks like it's not really tikkun because it looks like the person is just going into the water just for the sake of going into the water. Huh? Okay, let's see how it says. Ach mikomot and imbalab the ear. If her husband's in the city, mitzvah litvah bizman, the mitzvah to be titled bizman, kideshalay levatum piriya verivya, afilu lalacha. So that you shouldn't be levatum from piriya verivya, even one night, right? For afilu im kvar kaimu mitzvah piriya, so what happens if they're ready with kaimu, this is furubu. Nikomok and titlum shum mitzvah kiyam oina, the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Aina. The chen kidei lihinata mihirah, and also to save you from hirah. Right? I don't know why he also doesn't say because there's a mitzvah to have more children, even if you're Mekayim, pretty good of you. Right? So about that. Yeah? I don't know what he's talking about at the bottom here. Yeah, fine. So Derech Hanashim Lahamdin, that's Gimel. Derech Hanashim Lahamdin, Kama Shavuos La'achar Leidah Machus Chol Shasam, Af Shalei Ro Dam. It's the way of women to wait many weeks after the birth, even if they don't see Dam.
Why? What's that word?
Chol Shasam, because they're weak. Like the doctors say, Tasha Shemitah for 6 weeks is out. which anyways most of the time ends up seeing, they end up seeing down for most of 4 or 5 weeks. But what he's saying is that the derech of the notion is to wait, meaning if she stops seeing dam, let's say 2 weeks after the birth, 3 weeks after the birth, you don't have to be worried about that she has to run to the mikvah. You know, you can wait until she regains her, here he just means because they're weak. But it isn't healthy. Infection and stuff like that. That's what the doctors say medically should.
Right?
Oh, so emira lel yitfilah b'yomtiv dalit. Emira lel tfilah b'yomtiv ebi shabbos shabbos brachos the kedaima. So let's say lel tfilah falls on a yomtiv or shabbos shabbos brachos. Princess yachrim kolam mishpacha, together with all the family, they noyach lel lechas litfil, and it's not easy for her to go. Kamakam ratzi shetel litfil in rasha. She should go if she can. V'yedu shahavi nashim this avru b'lel zeh b'zman shehayakosh lel lechas lemikvah. That many women got pregnant on the night when it was difficult for them to go.
Somewhere in the hallway is afraid to come in, but he said it's very, very important. He has a shot to ask you. And he wants to interrupt you. I guess I already interrupted you.
I should go out. Is that what he wants, or he wants to come in?
No, he wants you to go out.
But now we're all interested.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I don't want to be in a bottle of everyone. But
you were.
He seems
pretty.
That's
easy to get pregnant.
That's funny, but Christian, I do have a good story with that.
When you're able to, if you're able to,
then you should.
I mean, but like, without people noticing,
why is it? That's not a problem. People know. That's the problem. People know.
Not a problem.
People know what? Leil mikvah, yeah, there's a problem. Okay, the great thing is you should be careful, but if you're careful, you should go. Because, no, but he says, if you're able to, so people find out, if you're able, no, you say, listen, I'll be a little late, or I have to step out for a few minutes, it's going to be so obvious.
Yeah,
there's no way, you know, we have a whole family, there's no way.
Everybody says, damn, sometimes there is a way.
So I'll sneeze and it looks
like
she wasn't feeling well. Skip davening Friday night.
You say she wasn't feeling well.
Skip davening, don't go to Marib, go to the
mikvah instead. Say she wasn't feeling well. She's going out for, I'll be back.
What do you mean, go? It depends. It depends on the situation. Sometimes she can, sometimes she can't.
Put it in what's called, put it in the
empire. Turn it up. Can you call my phone?
So
we're all playing phones? No, I just want to see if I set up the library and see if it's actually on quiet or not. You also have a library.
Mine's like vintage library.
You can tell me how to use it then.
No, I can't. My phone's still at the wheel over here. I don't even know how to work the whole thing yet. It's like everyone in my office got one of these, so I got one of their old ones. I still don't know how to work it. I want to go back to a regular phone like that, but they don't let me.
Not doing anything on my end.
248-888-526.
That's me.
Ringing.
Nada.
Do you have a
SIM card
in there? You
got my voice card. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
have
to
Shiloh.
Natalie.
You reminded me.
I reminded you.
You said you're going to share.
Oh.
I got off, I said, thanks, share. I said to him, I gotta go, I'm here. Where is he?
He stepped
out.
He stepped
out
for a minute.
Alright, is this on Shiloh?
The person was very desperate. I'm sorry. There's different choices. It's unbelievable.
If we don't find out what the question is, it's all for nothing.
Yeah, but you can pick different things.
No.
I would say if I knew. If he was asking me the question, I would have more than that.
What is it? You also have this one, no?
No. The same way. Or is it the gold tip?
Yeah, it's easier. It's easier to cut off the middle than to
each section.
746 Empire?
Yeah. It gives you a lot of
788.
471-1825. Right, you see my brother? He's looking good this morning.
I saw him this morning. Out of nowhere.
Hey David, I have 2 bars. Can you try again, please?
Sure.
Do you have some card in there?
I already wasted a minute. Yeah, no, I mean, why not waste another?
You count minutes?
Yeah, I'll call you. Bro. I got it. 248, what's your number? 248, what?
It's ring game. There we go.
Over here.
I don't have any phone numbers in here yet.
Can't see your
phone. Well, you just plug it in.
Can I see the phone?
You know, can you just plug it in?
No, it's supposed to sync with my
computer.
Yeah, so with Windows Mobile, I went I went last Sunday, went to Best Buy, and I got a blackjack, right? So when I was there, in like 30 seconds, literally, I put in my server information, and 2 minutes later, all of my emails, all of my calendar, all of my contact, everything was on the phone.
That's awesome.
Okay. This thing, I spent all day trying to figure out how to get it to work.
Did you not plug? You don't just plug it in?
No, it's with an Exchange server. I want it to push. I want the emails to come instantly. Not so I have to plug it.
No, your email should come automatically, though.
That's your software.
You have to set it up.
My emails come automatically.
Yeah, but it was set up somehow. It was set up. Somebody set it up for you.
It's not that big.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I don't know about emails.
That's the point.
I built buildings.
That's the point. I'm trying to figure out how to get to that.
For sure. That's an awesome phone thing. That isn't my work phone.
I downloaded Google Maps. This is supposed to be a stuff thing. I can't get it to.
Yeah, so he was in there a few times. How
do I do it?
You're moving?
No.
Can I have your couch?
Yes.
Give me your couch. Can I have your couch?
How hard was it to get that couch in?
How far? All right.
So where do you want to go?
You have GPS on
the apartment. Think you have no apartment?
We're somewhere where we're going.
I have a
Roy. I can't get it to work. You should.
Larry's awkward.
I still have
the apartment Larry wanted. I got
Where's the email?
Here's actually where I left it. My apartment's so good. Like, wow, well, I mean, I work also far. Just go visit.
You're like, I don't want to work. I can't. I spent all day trying to set up my
computer.
I tried for the computer. It said it can't be done. No, I have downloading the software from my server. I have to set it up on my server, and then I can set it up.
So you have to talk to
you. You have PubSpeed?
No. We have Exchange.
That should work also very well.
Not easy. It's a pain in the rest.
No, I have PubSpeed.
What's the
setup?
The best.
You're having an IT guy?
I'll tell you.
Don't have to.
I'm
hoping
you're
something good.
I can't tell you.
Still going.
Look who's here.
On the way home, and I got him, and he said he had to go to share.
He's been here for the past 25 minutes.
I got home, I set him up.
Do you own one of these phones?
No. As no one offered it to me.
You want one? You could share.
As I put my bag down at home, I said, that's what she was talking about. So I said, come on, I have to go.
Okay, anyways, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know how he knows that women get pregnant then, but...
Also, what does he mean that you're able to? I've done this before. Meaning, without people noticing?
Oh, yeah. So you're asking a good question.
What's the big deal, people know?
Well, we're talking about sneeze.
I understand. Yeah,
first of all, it's sneeze.
People then know what?
If the woman's going to...
I'll sneeze it here, so...
meaning, if it happens that she has to go to the mikvah on Yom Tov night.
Oh, so I...
This is a very common. It's a common.
No, but I'm saying your father once. So I once spoke to your father about going and if there are guests and passing and not passing.
Passing and not passing.
So he said just the opposite.
That what?
What are you talking about?
He's talking about how chokol is when you're a guest at somebody's house.
He said you shouldn't pass even if she's not in someone else's house.
All right. Whatever. He's being makatzer here very much as to what goes on here. he's saying in Efsher, there's no reason to not go because people are going to know about it. Obviously, people lechatchila are not supposed to know about it. It's only private, but. If people are going to know about it, then that's
so the hard thing here is not that there's so many people there, but rather that you're preparing for them and that you're embarrassed
about it.
What? You're embarrassed by the bruises you have on if you don't go.
With you, man.
I'm
calling social services. By the way, the mikvah is out for people not women's bodies. By the way,
just like told me, I'm allowed to go for the ocean. I could be
they'll report it.
I could be the person.
You could be the mikvah man.
You want to check on bruises? Well, no, you said you could go with your wife, and she could go in first. You told me this once.
What the man can watch as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
So halachically it would be mutter.
But we were talking about
what
where
would be mata?
I'm very confused.
It would be, meaning you're asking, no, you're asking if halakhically maybe it would be usr to go because people are going to know about it. That's right. So that's not usr.
Is it mutter not to go because you're worried about people knowing?
Is it mutter?
Yeah.
If you and your spouse agree wholeheartedly and you both moichel, then it's
and
mutter.
It's right, he says.
Ask a little
shvash. No, because he's saying here yeah. that if it's possible to go.
It's a little more. If you're mekayim pruruvu, then already you have. You have more room to be meichel. You weren't yet mekayim pruruvu. Who are you to be meichel? Who are you to be meichel pruruvu? Right.
And it's more chance that it happens that night.
Who am I to be meichel?
Same. Who are we to be meichel? Yeah. Well. Yeah. If you're meichel, you're aina. If you're meichel, you're aina. If she's meichel, her aina. Really.
I was gonna say.
Right. If she's meichel, then you're meichel her. If there's a mechila or loyra, so what's the problem?
Where is he going now?
Okay.
We have a choice.
Have
she doesn't want to go to Mecca, we can say no, you have to go to Mecca.
What?
She doesn't want to go to Mecca, we'll let her put
it down. You can theoretically put your foot down, yeah. Yeah. Now, there are eights. Now, what happens? Can she go after the meal? Let's say 2 o'clock in the morning. Let's say you have key to the Mecca.
Why not?
Well, there's another problem, which we haven't gotten to, is you're not allowed to eat. You're going to do the Khafifa. At before Shkia, the Me'ikar Adin, you're not supposed to eat. Now, I heard that in Woodmere, the mikveh doesn't open Friday nights till after the meal.
Why?
Because it's much easier, much less conspicuous, and nobody knows. You can have as many guests as you want. I guess it's very important to have guests. I don't know.
And also,
I heard Woodmere.
It can't be true. Because my in-laws dive in South Shore right across the street.
Yeah.
And the always see women going to the Netflix when you come home for sure.
Oh, yeah? Okay, so there you go.
Maybe it should be true.
Is this such a rush to do the Hesekara as much as they're stressing the tefillah?
Oh, so then there's a different shiloh. So let's say you know and you're thinking in advance.
Well, you just asked the shiloh, but you didn't answer it. 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you could do it. Yes, you could do it. What's with the eating?
What's
the eating? So you got to clean your teeth. Well, you could do it. The shiloh will talk, but you can do that.
Listen, why is it guest of mission so much? Don't you know about this a week in advance?
Yeah, so what? So now. Good, but let's say we're Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas, we're in Sheva Brachas. I mean, Sheva Brachas, we don't usually plan. We plan usually months in advance.
I think
any Yom Tov for the most part where people go. Now what about, can she be Tovel earlier?
I think we went through
early on Friday.
Can she go to the mikvah earlier?
Early Shabbos is the next day or not.
And Moshe finds it has a tshuva in the mountains with the roads that you can go earlier or something.
But that's a different thing. That's a different. There's many shilas. Can she go earlier? Now the Chochmas Adam says that if she's going to push off the mikvah for 3 days, then she can go during the day.
But if it's like a sakana to go at night, to wherever like this,
that's also an issue. Yeah, then there are rabbanim that will be making. If it's a sakana for her to go.
But say it's a sakana, like...
That's the Shulchan Aruch discusses it. If it's a sakana to go.
What's
sakana? It's, you know, there's goyim out on the streets and all that. The woman can't...
Well, that's it. It's like in the middle of some fungal colony in the dark with no lights. Like that.
Yeah, that might be, yeah. And she'd have to walk on a dark street by herself. Yeah, it would be...
In Orca Club, in like... camp, because we're there in the middle of nowhere, all of them go to one place and they have to walk like a half a mile through the forest.
Are you serious?
Yeah, with like flashlights. Like they give them flashlights.
Privacy?
No,
I guess there's no privacy in camp.
No, they have to go to like a Hasidic bungalow colony.
What, on Shabbos?
No, during the week. The parking lot is like.
They have a head drive?
Half a mile.
Well, because they put the mikveh out of the way.
Nowhere.
Yeah, then there's
like
the
sakana is just like
I don't know.
Upset,
but there are those that are able to go during the day, right? What are the eights? There's an eights also that if she can clear up after four. This is an important thing to know because a lot of guys don't know this. If she can clear up after 4 days, which doesn't happen too often, but if she can, then if you ask a shayla, you might get a heter to do hesetara after 4 days, not 5 days, like this. the night, the last people will be before. Rav Moshe writes up in a gay and now coming from the country, right? So let's say the husband, let's say the husband is gonna, he's going to back to the city Monday morning. Lel Tefillah would be Monday night. But if she does have Sektari after 4 days instead of 5 days, so Lel Tefillah will be Sunday night instead of Monday night. Meaning it will be 11 days of Isser instead of 12 days. So Rav Moshe says, then you can do a have Sektari after 4 days instead of five. Again, if she could clear up.
It's better not have Zaynikim than
make 5 days. On the Chumrah, the Chumrah of the 5 days, he's saying
better have Zaynikim than 5 days.
You have to, you can never, you can't cut out the Zaynikim, but you can cut out the fifth day. Only with the rabbinic permission.
If you're a guest at somebody's home, right? If you're going to be away for Shabbos,
mm-hmm.
What do you tell Chassanim? What do you tell Chassanim? You tell them that you're
going to be away.
If you're a guest in somebody's home,
as long as you bring your own sheets.
Okay.
As long as you bring. In the Shulchan Aruch, when it says you're not allowed to touch meat in somebody else's house, that's because there was no privacy. Now that we have our own room.
Idiot, I was a guest once. And I'm
okay. Not so feeling, of course.
No, my father told me to light a nightlight for our mirrors.
Yeah.
So we walked into shul and the guy started talking. He saw that we lit the nightlight. He started talking to me. When I get that from him, I told him my Rebbe, you know, I told him the cheshbon. So he turned to me and said, what about Tashmas? I said, what about the fact that it was someone else's house?
What's wrong?
I always thought it was
a nightlight from here.
Okay,
so
yeah.
What is nightlight from here? So
it's good anything. You'd be in Shabbos. You would have.
I'm not.
Yeah. I thought I had a good comeback. No,
that's a video. No, it's still a good comeback. Still a good comeback. Anyway, yeah. Okay, so there's a lot.
Even when you're not here, you're here in spirit because we talk about you.
We all know about yourself.
Right?
So look at the next one. So here's an interesting. Let's say somebody knows that in a week from now he's going to have a problem. Tchias Hesektara, pushing off Hesektara. Isha Shingidas, Shabbosayf Hashivinakim, Loisucha Litva. Let's say she knows she's not going to be able to be Toivel after the Shivinakim. Right, Elabah Laila Shalachar, only the day later. But writes of Litchais Machmazeh as the Hesektara of the Yamachos. She wants to push off the Hesektara for one day.
Why is that better?
So we'll get to that in a second. Let's see what he says. First, Mikol Mokim Tisek Miyad the Tahara. She should still do the Hesektara Miyad. From Shesh Shetil has Dominus Litvo Bizman. Because maybe something will come up that she'll be able to be Tavil in the regular Bizman. Bechain Yiro Kamavam, and that happens many times. He's giving you a lot of personal experience here. Meaning the reason to do it is because let's say she does not do the Hesketar, then you don't even need Mechil. Let's say if she's clean and she's ready to go to Mechil, let's say tonight, and she can't go because there's a family wedding, so now skip the family wedding, right? That's what you should do, but you can't, obviously. So you need to get into the whole Mechil process, and you have a misapproval and you have to deal with that, right? But if she just doesn't do the Hesektara the week before, so then all that's out the window.
But who's she not to do the Hesektara?
Good! She didn't do the Hesektara, but that's...
You don't want to do Mechila she did?
No, because Lamai says she's not Mechuyiv to do the Hesektara. I mean, she should, but there's less halachic issues by doing that. A guy once asked me that Rosh Hashanah, right, so Chatzchila Tashmish is awesome. Not awesome. It's discouraged, even though, and the Bir Halacha says, Shana Rishana, you don't have to. But you should go to the mikvah.
Rosh
Hashanah morning.
Right?
Shavuos Pesach, yeah, same thing. Shavuos Pesach, Shemini Atzeres, is it? I don't remember. So this guy wanted to Lel Tefillah, but if Lel Tefillah comes to Rosh Hashanah, then she goes to the mikvah. Right. But this guy Al Kedusha didn't want to do that, so he's clearing, push off the Hesektara like this. He's not doing anything wrong. I don't know. I didn't. What do you say to that? Right, I think they did the wrong thing to do.
Shana Rishana or not?
No, not Shana Rishana.
What's the difference? What's the whole issue of those three times anyway? Or the potential problem?
It's Kedusha.
Of course,
it's
the right thing.
What does that mean, Kedusha?
Of course, what you're saying, it's the right thing.
Why am I saying why?
That's not
you
Kedusha.
You don't want to do the problem.
No, here he's talking about where she knows she's not going to be able to go. So what the Pritara is saying is that he's saying that the reason to do it is because you never know what's going to happen and the situation might change. So then she might be able to go. Which is mashma, that if you knew the situation wasn't going to change, then maybe it would be kedai to do that.
Right, Rosh Hashanah is not
going to change. Rosh Hashanah
is not going to change. But you're saying you should go, Rosh Hashanah, go to the mikvah.
Havadi, you should go.
Right.
That's my own opinion.
It's
a mitzvah. I mean, Rosh Hashanah, what's Rosh Hashanah all about if you're not going to be mekayim mitzvahs that you're supposed to?
What's the problem of doing it? Why is there potential?
It's for Shana Rishana, it's definitely not anything that a guy in Shana Rishana to discuss.
Come back next year.
Just want to make you sure. Because, you know, Kedusha and all that's Kabbalah stuff. It's not, don't worry about it.
Okay, what is the Pesach and Shavuot?
Also, the holy nuts. There are those that are Machmim and Shalishas and Hagbalah. There are some surrounded the state of the Chazan on the stream, the Kippur should set everything in his life 3 years before. Because they're for Kedusha and all that. Yeah. I really want to take a poll of Chazanim and see what they do, but I don't know exactly how to approach them.
Have to do it with the not write your name on a survey.
Yeah, I guess.
Anonymous.
I just
doctor around.
So let's go back. Tefillah b'chamin, right? So being tovel in hot water. Emchal tefillah to bezal Shabbos. Let's say the tefillah falls out on Shabbos. Muterek l'tol in baila be'ir. She's mutter if her husband's in the city. Meaning if her husband's not in the city, it's also for her to go to the mikvah Friday night. Right? Meaning before we said that if her husband's not in the city, so there's a machlokes whether she should go to the mikvah or not. There's an interesting alpi kabbalah, interesting psak that if she decides to go, she should sleep with an article of clothing of her husband's. Just telling you how to cover that. That's something to do with at least something of her husband there. I don't know.
Her
what?
So she said that's like her friend. Get that.
Yeah. Now what? Then there's a different issue. So again, Friday night, if her husband's not in the city, she's not allowed to go to the mikvah. If her husband is in the city, she's allowed to go to the mikvah. What happens if her husband's in the city, but Tashmish is also for them? Or Stamajoy, any Lel Tefillah. Medically, the doctor says Tashmish is out. Should she go to the mikvah?
I guess not.
It's also Machlokes.
Well, he could be the
So that's what a lot of places say she should go anyways, because Chidduk Manishim is also a mitzvah. Right?
Yeah.
Look at a test. Footnote test. Havalavachi also, meaning without the husband being in the city, would be also go to mikvah ramah. Va'ayimah shehelu ladina b'shut marshag. Fine. Va'afim ena roitzel l'shamash b'vilayla. Even if they don't want to have tashmish that night, Friday night, it's still mutter to go kivin the shah kravas nami mitzvah, since other kravas chibuk v'nishuk are also a mitzvah.
What? Isn't that as far that of a thing like it's preventative? If you could go, so you should prevent yourself from, that you shouldn't have to prevent yourself from holding back.
What?
You know what I mean? We were talking about that everything that you go is going for a mitzvah, but
what?
But one extra night is another night you have to distance yourself.
Right. So what do you say? So
shouldn't that be enough of a reason to go?
And a chadami, so it is. That's what he's saying. So
I think it's more of a mitzvah to go, of course.
I mean, saying even without chibuk v'nisha. Well, she'll go the next night.
What?
For Hevurin? I said he said that before, but what do I mean? So she'll go for the next night.
Yeah, he's saying that's one night of a man.
One more night of a
man. So it's not so easy.
Yeah, but it's not so easy if you can't have tashmish for your wife to go to mikvah either.
Right.
Which is why some of the
places
say,
if the case is that the doctor is saying that she can't, then obviously she's not going to.
Yeah, but it's like,
but you have a zera levatola issue for the husband. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, you gotta ask when it's going to get. Elo, she yesham shakim, she also lirchot says kol agup b'shabbos b'chamin. But since you're not allowed to wash your whole body on Shabbos in hot water, they should be tovel in warm water, not hot water. Okay? And there are those that say that tefillah in the mikvah is not included in the isser that they said of tefillah b'chamer. B'shas atchak yishus mechaze. B'shas atchak you could be soaking on this. I guess if the water is boiling hot. Find a shema mikvah kvar hucham yosem mipashim. Meaning if the mikvah is already hotter than warm, ain litchus as tefillah b'shuza. You don't have to push off the tefillah because of that. If you're just going in and then immediately and then you're going right out, then it will be mutter, right? Which is what he's passing on the top. But so mean the chatzila do mikvah should not be hot; it should be
warm.
Should be warm,
huh?
Again, the only Shabbos, not only Shabbos. Yeah. So now there is a different shaylas when you get to mikvah. There's a lot of shaylas and stuff. My grandma was learning it today. What happens if the mikvah has frogs in it?
Is that common?
Is that right?
Or is it common? No, but yeah, back then, like I mean, if you were going in a stream or something.
So what's about?
Well, let's say the mikvah is too hot. And the woman's not going to be toivel correctly. Well, let's say it's very cold, she's not going to be toivel correctly. Let's say the mikvah's too deep and it's going to go over her head. These are all chashashas that you have to take into account. So the mikvah shouldn't be too hot, should be comfortable, so that they toivel correctly. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be too cold. Then there's a lot that goes into it. Now, that's all of tefillah b'Shabbos if it comes out the no tefillah on Friday night. What happens if the lel tefillah came out Thursday night, but you had your family shavah brachas / wedding or whatever it was? And now she pushed it off to Friday night. Now it's not so posh it that she can go to the mikvah Friday night. Let's see. In Megiyah, Zion. In Megiyah's man a little of a loy tovla. Let's say it came time for the tefillah and she was not tovla. For us, a little of a lel Shabbos. Yesh mekoymish shenogu lesser a little of a lel Shabbos. There are those places that say it's also to be tovla on Friday night. The gabba mercy Shabbos. And then also on mercy Shabbos. Why also Motzei Shabbos?
Because you're not
cleaning
yourself.
Because of Knas.
Huh?
No. When did you do Chafifa for Motzei Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos.
So the Ikr is Erev Shabbos with a little bit on Motzei Shabbos. That's the Ikr din. But that's a Bidiyevit. So you'd only allow that Bidiyevit if that's the way it fell out. But if you put yourself in that voluntarily into that situation, then there are those places that would Gish Mekavis. But We don't go with that. When you're doing that, then you're making the chafifa be far away from the tefillah.
No, Friday night, why would it be far away? So do the chafifa right before Shabbos.
Because you can't do it on Shabbos.
The chafifa before Shabbos, and then go to the mikvah.
Well, you can't go to the mikvah on Shabbos.
Why can't you go to the mikvah Friday night?
Because you were supposed to go Thursday night.
But you didn't. So what's the problem with going now? Now you're supposed to
go tefillah. Because it's not this month.
Because it's not this month.
So?
It's only a heter on Shabbos if that's the way it falls out.
It's like mule on Shabbos.
I understand. But why is it not happening? Why is it not say that's being done for that?
It's like mule on the eighth day.
Because you already pushed it off yourself. Some of it, you pushed it off yourself. So then. That's what he says. Achba mokim shein minig, which is our place. You chayla lifo below Shabbos. Every month of Shabbos. Achilu shalev yizmana. Even if it's not a shabbat time. That's really not Megaya to us, right? Tet Zayin, let's see Tet Zayin, the footnote, Ramah. The Dabke Shaisi, Yechayla Litva, Eloi Tovah, Makos, Eza Siba. That's only because, if she, for whatever reason she had, she wasn't Tovah, right? Tet Zayin, yeah. Avol, in Eloi Tovah, Makos, Aynes, but if she wasn't Tovah because of Aynes, Afshim, Afim, Makam, Shinogu, Lachmu, Eloi, Yechmir, Bikin, Yagamna, even in the places that are Makhmu, they were Makhmu in this case. For what the Shumas Adesh. Okay, so you have to figure out exactly what's called. Einis Lechair is, let's say, the mikvah was closed. Or something like that. Or the car broke down. Or type of a Siva, meaning you decide on your own, then that's not really a Hezah. Okay? Tezayin footnote. Bafshim Chol Tefillah for Motzei Shabbos Sagi. Even though if the Tefillah falls on Motzei Shabbos, it's enough to talk of hate of Erev Shabbos that she can be doing Chafifa well on Erev Shabbos. The Tafsir Tochim Me'at on Motzei Shabbos, and then do it a little bit on Motzei Shabbos. Kavur Mishulchan Aruch. Right? Still, it would be possible in those moments. Chaim B'Di'evin, if Loi Chafa Erev Shabbos, talk of hate of Erev. Let's say B'Di'evin, she didn't do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. That she could do the chafiyah. Matzah Shabbos. Kol zehu dafke imchal tefilas b'metzah Shabbos. But that's all if the tefillah falls out on Motzei Shabbos. Mashenken Kanshem Dina on Motzei Shabbos. Here she waited until Motzei Shabbos. She doesn't have these coolers that she can rely on. So here we get into the whole din of when the real tefillah should be. Here what he's saying, after Shiva Nekiyim, Mikra Adin, she could be toivel on the day, seventh day right after that. Not eighth day, seventh day. Meaning she hasn't completed the Shiva Nekiyim. I will also Chachamim, the Chachamim asked her, Litzvah B'yom Shvi, why? Hashemet to Shamash Boy B'yom, maybe she's going to Tashash Mitzvah that day, on the seventh day. The Sirah Dam Racha Tashash, and she'll see Dam Racha after Tashash. When it says, Seseret is called a Shiva Nekiyim, Sha'avrut, that she is going to be such that the Shiva Nekiyim that passed, with Tfilah Sapsul, and then with Tfilah Sapsul.
So, you got it?
Meaning, really all she needs is Netzach Hamra on the seventh day, and then she can go.
Cool.
Yeah. And then, but the problem is you still need that whole day to be clean. And let's say there's Tashmish, and then there was, she saw some dam, so now, look, retroactive, that seventh day wasn't clean, and Motzei Chacham said, wait, good, so then it should be Motzei Chacham eighth day. Meaning, so in our situation, let's say there's the Sheva Brachas that night, or Friday night, you're having a lot of guests. Good, so go Shabbos morning. So that's, the Osu Chacham, little afilu b'yam shmini, this is a very interesting story. Chachamim asked that even on the day of the 8th, Shema Sira Bita, Shetavla Ima B'yom HaShmini, maybe the daughter will see that the mother is being tovel on the 8th day, Tizba Shabiyom Shvi Tovel, and the daughter thinks that she's being tovel on the 7th day, the Tafra Kain Gami, she's also going to do that. She said, hey, my mother wants to make the and during the day, so I can also. Therefore, you have to always wait till Tizba Shabiyom early and Shmini, right? So that's why you can never go during the day. So here you see a raya to what you were asking, right? That you see the daughter knew when the mother was going. What kind of mishugas is that?
Yeah, but the daughter knew.
That's, if I can, it sounds like the daughter's always knew.
So that's a wasi.
What?
Not Kenneth, but like...
No.
I didn't mean to say like Kenneth, but like to show her that like what you're supposed to do.
At times, it's not talking about a 5-year-old.
No, but there used to be less privacy, just like before.
But you see that you don't push, there's no, you know what I mean?
I'll privacy, you know.